Once again, everybody, this is Jordan, and today is the 15th of March. I'm calling in from Salt Lake City. I'm not in Salt Lake City. I keep forgetting. I'm in South Lake Tahoe, Nevada, for a seminar. And tonight's webcast is really about joining the 7%. And some of you may have been on that GoToMeeting webinar that I did the other night, and I started it off with a couple of keynote slides, and I kind of framed up the seminar. And as I was going through it, and I've heard it a couple of times now, and I've used it a couple of times, I started realizing that it really is the perfect close. One of the questions that I get from people all the time is, how do I close? And I personally am not a real fan of closing. I think closing is really just a step in the process. We start training somebody from the very first day. We have to send a card, even if it's in business. And when somebody signs up, that's just a step in the process. My objective is to get somebody sending cards. And in the beginning, they're sending cards before they're even signed up. We set them up with a free gift account. We coach them through sending their first few cards. And then, you know, some people are ready to get started right away. Closing is not something you do to someone. It's something that they do on their own with your help after they give you an answer or a decision to actually get started and actually pay for the system, either as a retail customer, a wholesale customer, or on the entrepreneur package. However, I think after having somebody send a card on our system and then having them watch the video that's online that we just talked about, the next step, I think, is to really help them to see the real value in what we offer. And so I am going to email this out to everybody after the webcast tonight, and it will be posted on the Cool Buzz if you want to use it. It's just something that I've been using, and it really frames things up nicely after you've gone through. So if somebody's got a little bit of interest, you may want to consider going through this with them. And as Cody makes adjustments and modifications to the current video, because, you know, keep in mind, guys, send-out cards, we're a $50 million company. We're growing, and no one's ever done what we're doing. And so, we are designing the process. Cody's done a really great job with the input from all of us, not just myself, but many, many other distributors, new distributors as well as seasoned distributors in our company. So let's talk about some things. I'm going to share with you a model, and I'm going to read it all the way through. I'm actually going to go through the whole thing, and then I'll talk about it a little bit. Now, you want to kind of visualize this as we go through it. I'm going to describe a simple diagram that can help to get you moving on the road to success. And approximately 90% of the population lives below the line. Most people struggle to make ends meet each month. Most people are one financial disaster away from ruin. A job loss in the family, a broken down car, a medical emergency can set in motion a chain of events that lead to financial crisis. And most people earn less than $50,000 per year, and they live in captivity. They're being held captive by their financial circumstances. Most live with fear and uncertainty, not knowing if their next paycheck will be their last, and they live below the line. Now, there's a second group of people. They live above the line. This group represents approximately 3% of the population. This group is truly free. They have discovered that their circumstances do not define who they are. They don't worry about money. They're typically self-made. They don't rely on a job or a business. They have true security in knowing that regardless of the state of the economy, they can thrive. They experience true security each month. They have lifestyle freedom. They don't have to work for their money any longer. The money comes in whether they go to work or not. They can commit their time and their money to worthy causes. They have time for their families, to travel, and to exercise. They can spend their money on the things they choose without looking at the price, because they know that next month the money will be coming back whether they go to work or not. That's the 3% that live above the line. Now, the gap in the middle represents the 7%, joining the 7%. Now, you may be one of the courageous few that have chosen to step over the line to pursue a plan for personal growth. Consider it that in this gap between the 90% that live in captivity below the line and the 3% that live with true freedom above the line, that in that gap is a process. And this process moves people from below the line to above the line, and we have access to this process for about $400. Now, the $400 process is almost like a ladder with steps that can take you from below the line to above the line. And this ladder consists of four rungs. Number one, it consists of a personal development plan. Number two, it consists of a mechanism for sending out positives to the world. That's called send-out cards, where you can get on your computer and, in a matter of seconds, have a positive card in the mail to another human being that will make the world a better place. Send out positive back. Just the second running on the ladder is a mechanism for sending out positives every day, included in that $400. Number three, you get a financial vehicle that throws off residual income. And number four, you have a network of some of the most successful people that I've ever met, authors, speakers, and people that run seminars, and successful business entrepreneurs, and successful stay-at-home moms and families that have raised successful families. But it's a network of success-minded individuals of all different walks of life. So when you become part of our team, you've begun the journey from below the line to above the line. And all four of these components make up the process for personal growth that can transform your life. You learned a little bit about each one in the presentation, the video presentation you watched. Your personal development plan puts you on the journey to growth. Your mechanism for sending out positives allows you to proactively express appreciation and gratitude to people in your life, the people you come in contact with, and your financial vehicle allows you to make more money and establish a residual income. And finally, you get to plug into one of the most powerful people networks in the world today, consisting of successful entrepreneurs, business leaders, authors, speakers, and many, many others, all for about $400. That's it. That's the close, if you want to call it that. It's just a way of framing things up. Now, does it mean that everyone you do that with will sign up? Absolutely not. It'll just cause people to think. But some people will go, you know what? There's a lot of value in this $400. When I pay my $400, I'm getting a lot. I see the value in it. I see how it can change my life. You know what? I'm tired of being below the line. I'm tired of struggling financially. I'm tired of always having to worry about money. I'm tired of wondering whether what's going to happen if one of our members of the family loses their job, or what happens if the car breaks down. I'm just sick and tired of that. I don't want to live in that place anymore, and I want to be courageous enough to step above the line and get into the 7%, at least get on that journey, be able to have a personal development plan, a mechanism for sending out positives, a financial vehicle, and a network of success-minded individuals, one of the most powerful networks that I've ever seen, all for about $400. That's worth the money. You always want to talk when you're sharing this. You want to talk in terms of not you, but in terms of most people. Most people live below the line. Because you don't know. You may be talking to somebody who's already above the line. You don't know. Even people that you look at, some of them you would never expect by who they are that they would be above the line, but for whatever reason they are. You always want to talk in terms of most people. Or you might say something like, you know people like this. And they may be saying to themselves, I'm one of those people. Or they might be saying to themselves, I know lots of people like that. And so it really helps to kind of frame everything up. But again, I want to emphasize that closing is not something you do to someone. Every person that you meet is another connection in your network. And if you have some type of a connection or relatability with that person, you want to put them in your contact manager and stay in touch with them through phone calls, emails, getting together with them once in a while, and definitely sending them a few cards each year, so that when the timing's right, if in fact send out cards is the right opportunity for them, when the timing's right, they'll contact you. You know, today I was in a session with Laurel Langmire. She had about 40 people in a classroom at her offices in South Lake Tahoe, and she did an exercise which I really liked. And the exercise actually I don't even know how to explain it in a few minutes, but it's a very interactive exercise that allows people to really see why some people become very, very successful and other people struggle. And in the exercise, it really kind of breaks out and differentiates those people in the classroom. And then there's a lot of conversation around it, because some people see that they're not being successful in business or in life, and other people see they're very, very successful. They already knew that. But then she talked about it with the group. And as I was watching this, I realized that there's certain individuals that in a matter of 1 hour, they can make thousands and thousands of dollars. And there's other people that struggle make a couple thousand dollars in a month. And I started asking myself, why is that? Well, so really what it comes down to is, A, people that are successful, they've built, it's something anyone can do, they've built relationships with people. And not only have they built relationships, they've built quality relationships. In other words, they've taken the time to get to know the people that they've met. The second thing is they have lots of those relationships. Over time, they've connected with a lot of people, people that they would like to be like, and they've gotten to know those people. And through the path of personal development, they've gotten better with their personal skills, resourcefulness, and their ability to build teams and all those kinds of things. They start to attract people like that, but they have a large network of people that they've connected with, that they have a system for communication. That's where send out cards comes in, and also your, you know, email distribution, things like that. But they have a system of communication. They're relatable people. And so, you know, if you think about it, people that have a great product, which we do, right? We all know that. People that have a strong network of relationships, people that trust them because they've taken the time to get to know the people in their network, and they position themselves as an expert in their field, whatever that field is. In my field, it happens to be residual income and network marketing, but they position themselves as an expert in their field. They've got a large network of people that trust them, and then they have a system for communication, which is what Send Out Cards does. It helps to really nurture those relationships. You put all that together, and literally one phone call, one card, one email can result in an increase in business. Now, that's not why they do it, though, because as soon as they focus on doing it because they're going to get more business, it sends out the wrong energy. They do it because it's the right thing to do. They do it to be of service to the people in their network. That's what increases their value. So I just wanted to talk on that. You know, because I was listening to Laurel. Laurel's written a bunch of books. She's positioned herself as a financial strategist, and she's very successful at what she does, and she brings people together. She connects people so that they can benefit from the skills and abilities of each other and the knowledge of each other, and so she brings people together, and then she has a system for communicating with all those people. So she has a way to quickly get a message out to all those people, and she uses send-out cards, by the way, and she loves send-out cards, and she talks about it from the front of the room. She's in Gail Hahn and Jim Packer's organization. So when she gets in front of a room and she says, you know, you guys really need to be using send-out cards, guess what happens? A percentage of the people in that room say, I got to sign up for send-out cards. Why? Because Laurel said it, and Laurel's an expert. And she's positioned herself that way, and she's built a network of people, and she's connected people together and added value. So it's very clear. It becomes really clear. And you know what? Anyone can right now make a choice that they're going to be that person. They're going to be that person that's going to go out, develop relationships, good relationships, quality relationships, lots and lots and lots of people, do their best to connect people. You can even do this by phone. Or you could do this using LinkedIn and Facebook, but connecting people together and then giving within your network so that people in your network really feel appreciated by you, and not giving to get, but giving to give without the expectation of getting something. So those kinds of things. Anyway, tonight's call was recorded. I am going to open the webcast tonight and give everybody a chance to say goodnight. I will be emailing out I used a little script, actually, for the 7%. If you want to learn it, you can learn it. But I'm going to tell you right now, you could read this to someone. You could draw it out and read it at the same time. It would have the exact same impact as if you memorized it and did it that way. You could read it 10 times until you could do it on your own. And heck, I wouldn't even be surprised if Cody had it on a video one of these days. But again, I want to encourage you to participate in the challenge that I put out earlier tonight. One of you will win $500 this week, and see what happens. So I'm going to open the webcast tonight, give every chance to say goodnight. I want to thank you for being on with us. And on the count of three, go ahead and tell me your name and the city you're calling from. One, two, and...
MG! Scott!
Captain
Chatham,
Seattle.
Hello, Connecticut.
Charlie B. North Carolina.
Chatham, Indianapolis.
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Sherry Bob. Thanks, Jordan.
Tennessee. Tom Legalbo and Walker Shaw, Wisconsin. Thank you.